Benchmarks under fire as Grok 4.5 arrives and OpenAI questions the scoreboard. Two major AI stories landed simultaneously on Thursday. xAI's release of Grok 4.5 and an OpenAI paper arguing that the coding benchmarks used to compare AI systems have fundamental signal-to-noise problems that make comparative performance claims unreliable. Whether the timing was coincidental or deliberate, the effect was to cast a shadow over any benchmark-based superiority claim made on the same day. Grok 4.5 generated over 1,000 comments on Hacker News, with xAI positioning the release as a significant capability jump on reasoning and coding tasks. The OpenAI paper, however, argues that standard coding benchmark performance can be inflated through benchmark contamination. Models that have encountered evaluation data during training will score higher without being genuinely more capable, and that small differences in prompting, edge case handling, and evaluation methodology can swing apparent performance by significant margins. A 4-point improvement on human eval, the paper effectively argues, might mean almost nothing. A separate Databricks study reinforced the critique from a different direction. The company benchmarked coding agents against its own multi-million line internal codebase and found that performance gaps between models compress significantly when evaluated on real production code. A model dominant on synthetic benchmarks may be only marginally better than competitors on tasks that matter to a working engineering team, navigating legacy architectural decisions, understanding domain-specific patterns, making changes that don't break things 10 layers away. The business implications are substantial. Enterprise software procurement decisions are being made based on benchmark claims that may not translate to actual productivity gains. Microsoft's Flint release, a visualization language for AI agents designed to make each step of a multi-action task interpretable, connects to the same problem from a different angle. The industry is acknowledging it lacks good insight into AI decision-making processes, particularly when systems operate autonomously on complex tasks. The HN thread on Flint noted that while technically interesting, the tool raises questions about whether it becomes a Microsoft-specific ecosystem play rather than an open cross-platform standard.